reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to another new edition of your PDGA Radio News, as we're taking the best and most noteworthy from throughout the ever-expanding disc golf galaxy and putting it into this easy-to-handle podcast, all for your convenience. Coming up on this week's program for September 2nd, 2010, are results from the Skylance Classic, as the national tour season came to an end in Pennsylvania. We'll also have news about the upcoming U.S. Disc Golf Championships, the European Championships, the Players' Cup, President's Cup, and the rest of your disc golf news, including tournament results, the upcoming schedule, a PDGA mobile app, player ratings, world rankings, and much more. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Stay with us. PDGA Radio News is here. Well, this year's National Tour and Majors have brought plenty of drama with them during their final rounds, especially before finally determining their champion. And this past weekend at the Skylands Classic in Pennsylvania was no different. Dave Feldberg and Matt Oram, a distant 7 throws back from Nico LeCastro, the leader with just 20 holes to play. But Matt Oram tears it up the first 10 holes, going 9 under, putting the pressure on. Feldberg answers, going 10 under on the last 10 holes. But it was the final hole that decided the outcome. Oram, a very nice drive on the 850-foot hole with an island green surrounded by out-of-bounds. Nico, his drive headed for trouble, but hit the lift tower, which should set up an easy up and down of the green. Feldberg, meanwhile, he's off course behind a building with a tough upshot of over 400 feet. Feldberg, though, an amazing shot, lands safely on the green. LeCastro goes out of bounds, and Oram is within 10 feet. LeCastro then misses his 15-foot comebacker to tie him for the lead, which would have set up a three-way playoff. Meanwhile, Feldberg and Oram make their putts and run the phenomenal rounds of 60. It's 8 better than LeCastro on the day and getting them into a two-way playoff, head-to-head, sudden death, to determine the Skylands Classic champion. It, however, ended relatively quickly, the first hole. Feldberg, he parks his drive. Oram misses a 35-footer. Feldberg wins his fourth national tour event of the season. LeCastro takes third, followed by Paul Ulibarri and Avery Jenkins. Over in the women's open division, still some drama, but not quite as much as Valerie Jenkins and Des Redding play leapfrog with the lead over the first several days, but Jenkins comes back in the end for the win, her fifth of the year. Jay Redding captures his second Masters Division win of the season. He beats the reigning Masters World Champion Brad Hammack by 7 to claim that trophy. And it was Leroy Jenkins, distancing himself from the rest of the Grandmasters field, he wins by 19. For all the scores and ratings from this last National Tour stop in 2010, check out PDGA.com and the National Tour page. At other tournaments for the weekend of August 27th and 29th, we'll find perhaps the biggest tournament of the weekend, rivaling the Skylands Classic. It was in France for the European Championships, where Jesper Lundmark takes a 4-throw victory over Simon Lazat to claim that title out of a 119-person open division. For the women there, Camilla Jernberg gets a big win by 16 over Birgitta Lagerholm. Masters division goes to Marco Lahaus. Paul Frantz wins in Grandmasters. Bob Moll wins in Senior Grandmasters. And Seppo Pajou wins by 26 in the junior division. He would have won in the pro field by 1 over Lundmark. Unofficially averages over 1040 as a player rating during the tournament. Elsewhere, Kayla Visca gets a 3-throw win over Kyle Pinkman in Minnesota at the A-tier North Star Throwdown. Ron Turner got a win in Virginia. Jordan Davidson wins in Tennessee during the AT&T Series. Tony Ganger wins in Indiana. David Zimmerman wins in Wisconsin at the Prairie Open. Mike Freiberg wins the Iron Lion Open in Iowa and Illinois. Josh Childs wins in Georgia. Nate Sexton gets a win in Washington. Will Shustrick wins in Ohio. And Derek Billings and Paul McBeth get wins out west in California. For complete results from those events and the dozens of other sanctioned tournaments over the last weeks, just visit the official PDGA calendar. It's there from PDGA.com. Well, the PDGA has released new updates for the PDGA Player Ratings World Rankings and for the Player and Rookies of the Year, with record-setting performances all around. David Feldberg has now tied Ken Climo with a 1044 rating as the highest rating ever. Climo got the 1044 rating back in September of 2002. Nicola Castro has been somewhat overshadowed by Feldberg, but has held on to his 1040 rating as through the second update now. Since ratings started back in 1998, only two other players have reached over 1040. One is Jesper Lundmark, who just won the European Championships. He got to 1041, actually, twice a little over a year ago. And the other, Daryl Nodland of North Dakota. He hit 1040 back in November of 2008. Nodland, currently the third highest rated player. He's at 1037. Climo at 1035, along with Nate Doss and Josh Anthon. Among the younger guys, Simon Lazat of Germany is at 1018, the highest rating by a junior under 18. And he's got one more update to come before he turns 18 and just took third at the European Championships. Even younger and maybe even better is Seppo Paju of Finland. He's at 985, just 16 years old. However, he just averaged over 1040 in the junior division at the European Championships and could have won in open had he played there over Jesper Lundmark. Moving to the women's side of things on the player ratings, we'll find Sarah Stanhope now at 959, the highest rated female in the world, passing Valerie Jenkins, who's at 957, and Des Redding's 951. They lead the 75 women in the PDGA membership with at least a 900 rating. The next update for the PDGA player ratings will be October 26th. For the world rankings, David Feldberg held on to his top ranking, followed closely, though, by Nicola Castro. Eric McCabe jumped up from number 17 to number 10 after his world championship. Kayla Visca, Matt Oram, Sylvain Gouge, and Steve Brinster also made big improvements. Sarah Stanhope now topping the world for the women. She has barely passed Valerie Jenkins by just 0.02. Stanhope, the reigning world champion, now has the top two women's titles, at least for the next month, as she prepares to defend her U.S. women's title, that in North Carolina, September 24th and the 26th. Several women moved up the ladder nicely, with the rookie candidate Paige Pierce now number 8, Kristen Weidel and Angelica France each moved up 5 spots into 9th and 10th. Camilla Yernberg is making big strides into the top 10. She's from 35th to 17th on the heels of her win at the European Championships. As expected, LeCastro and Feldberg are battling it out for Player of the Year. Nico currently with a slight lead. Current standings, though, only include events through the end of July, so the August action not in there yet. Feldberg will have a slight edge over LeCastro in the world's ranking, which comes into play in the final calculations. Eric McCabe, Michael Johansson, and others still on the bubble for making it into the final 7, but many more events still remaining for them to qualify. Valerie Jenkins, a big lead so far for the women. Some of Sarah Stanhope's good events haven't been included yet, though, including the Vibram Open win. However, her shortened competition year due to her teaching duties does make it tough for her to play enough events to keep up with the other women, at least in previous years. Paige Pierce has a big lead for Rookie of the Year. She currently is 8th for Player of the Year. Former Junior World Champion Oscar Stenfeld of Sweden, a similarly dominant lead for Rookie of the Year. His average rating for key events is 28 points ahead of the following. With only five events as part of the rookie calculations, one or two good events, though, can move players up the standings until year-end. We'll have a more in-depth preview and the upcoming schedule, along with other news on big tournaments. It's coming up next on PDGA Radio News. Stay with us.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Looking now at the PDGA calendar for sanctioned disc golf tournaments for this upcoming Labor Day weekend, covering September 3rd through the 6th, we'll find three A-tiers out there, with the Charlie Ventner Open in Kentucky, the end of the Trail Classic in California, and Wisconsin will host the Northwoods Open at Sandy Point Resort. Other events include the Southern National Pro Championships, a can't-miss event in Memphis, Tennessee, the Michigan State Championships, Hickory Classic will be in North Carolina, Colorado will host the Johnny Roberts Memorial, the Coca-Cola Classic is in Iowa, Pennsylvania has the Seven Springs Classic, Washington has a ladies-only event, it's the Tiara Teardown. C-tiers out there will be in Kansas, Florida, Texas, Massachusetts, Oregon, Alabama, North Dakota, New York, Georgia, Washington, and Ohio. International events in Belgium, Russia, Switzerland, Denmark, Estonia, France, and Japan. Check out the complete PDGA calendar for more information about these and other PDGA-sanctioned events, including how to run your own. It's all from PDGA.com. Now for some news from a press release posted on USDGC.com about this year's upcoming U.S. Disc Golf Championships. It's better known, of course, as the USDGC, and since its inception in 1999, it's grown into one of disc golf's premier championship events. Innova Disc Golf, in association with the event's many volunteers, sponsors, partners, Winthrop University, and the PDGA, say they are proud to have been such an integral part of the game's history. But the disc golf market is continually expanding, and Innova is more committed than ever to improving their service to this incredibly diverse community of players. And in recognition of the growth of disc golf around the globe, Innova has released an announcement saying they've decided to move the USDGC to a biennial schedule. That means effective immediately, the USDGC will alternate years with the European Open. The USDGC will be held in even-numbered years, and the European Open in odd-numbered years. Innova says this will enable better global promotion of professional disc golf, as well as afford them an opportunity to serve another important segment of the disc golf population. Amateur and recreational golfers, though, who represent the fastest growing portion of the disc golf community, won't be left out. With them in mind, a new event will visit the famous grounds of Winthrop University starting in 2011. More details will be coming soon. The press release closed by saying Innova is excited about the future of disc golf more so than ever before. Opportunity for the game's advancement abounds, and they are confident that this new schedule will allow the USDGC to sustain its tradition of excellence while building an even better fan base for the game's elite. Founded in 2006, the Disc Golf President's Cup is one of the newest international disc golf events. The idea for the President's Cup was to showcase disc golf at its highest professional level by staging international matches between the top Americans and Europeans. The first three disc golf team matches took place in Finland in 2006, 2007, and 2009 prior to the European Open, and were won by Team USA. Now in its fourth year, the President's Cup is finally coming to the U.S. It will be contested October 5th on the world-famous Winthrop Gold Course, just one day before the first round of the USDGC there in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Team USA was announced in early August following the World Championships, which was the final qualifying event for the American team. Those qualifying were David Fellberg, Nico LoCastro, Josh Anthon, Ken Climo, and Nate Doss for the men, along with Des Redding and Valerie Jenkins for the women. They will also have a special captain's choice who will be announced on September 15th by U.S. Captain David Greenwell. Team Europe was finalized following the completion of last week's European Championships, which was their final qualifying event. But right after that event, Captain Hans Tegebach got bad news when their two leading players, Jesper Lundmark and Marcus Karlstrom, both announced they could not play. As a result, those qualifying for Team Europe are Carl-Johan Nybo of Denmark, Simon Lazat of Germany, Oscar Stenfelt of Sweden, a couple of youngsters, along with Emil Dahlgren of Sweden and Juho Rantalahio of Finland. The women's team for Europe will consist of Birgitta Lagerholm and Camilla Jernberg, both from Sweden. Team Europe also has a captain's choice with Tegebach. Going to make that announcement on September 15th. And a new age in disc golf is set to begin later this year. It will be a time when thousands of people come intimately involved in watching and caring about disc golf. People will watch and cheer and maybe even cry. The Players' Cup will be the catalyst, so get your brackets ready. Yes, brackets. 64 players, 6 rounds, all for a $5,000 first prize. Regional qualifiers have begun and run throughout September. Visit playerscup.org for more information. You can sign up today. It's brought to you by Vibram Disc Golf in association with Sun King Disc Sports, who are proud to present the rebirth of the Players' Cup as a match play championship. 2010 Players' Cup will be held November 19th through the 21st in Ocala, Florida. Same course as the Sunshine State Shootout, the national tour event this spring, as the top 32 ranked players will be joining 32 regional qualifiers to go head-to-head in the match play format to determine the Players' Cup champion. The concept seems simple, with each player getting a minimum of 5 rounds. If you get a winning record, you'll get paid. If you go undefeated, well, then you win, and you get the $5,000 first place check. Organizers, though, have also found a way to bring the rest of us, the casual disc golfer, into the action with a March Madness-type bracket challenge. It's being sponsored by DGA. So perhaps for the first time ever in our sport, thousands of fans will care about the outcome of a match, a hole, maybe even just one throw. The 2010 Players' Cup Match Play Championship, again, November 19th through the 21st. Regional qualifiers through September. Visit playerscup.org for more information. Presented by Vibram Disc Golf and hosted by Sun King Disc Sports. There's still more disc golf news still to come on this edition of PDGA Radio News. It's for September 2nd, 2010. We'll also wrap things up after this short message from the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Are you a PDGA member? The old benefits of being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Well, the PDGA has announced they are in the planning stages of developing a PDGA disc golf application for that ever-growing list of smartphones and their users. To help ensure that the mobile application is the best it can be, they have put together a survey and want your help to determine what features to offer the preferred operating platform, even what to name it, among others. You can take the survey online. Just visit PDGA.com for the link before September 15th. Innova Disc Golf has announced on their website they are looking for submissions for their annual disc golf calendar, the 2011 version. The deadline to submit your best disc golf photographs or original pieces of art is September 30th, the end of the month. For more information, visit InnovaDisc.com, their website, and while there, also find out how you can enter for a chance to become an Innova-sponsored player of sorts. Win a prize package worth more than $1,000 through their Facebook page. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio News for September 2nd, 2010. Again, I'm Steve Kaczynski saying goodbye for now, wishing everyone the safest of travels and the happiest of disc golf adventures wherever they may take you through the ever-expanding disc golf galaxy.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.